first well was on Hopkinton Road.
Hopkinton Road well.
And when was that? In the 50s, 40s, late 40s?
It had to have been in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The next well we put in was the Moore Street well.
Okay. A couple of years after that, still in the
50s?
Yeah,
a few years after that.
Okay.
The next wells were the Andrews 1 and 2.
And where are they?
Up and back of the Andrews Gravel Pit, up off on your street. Then nothing took place until a couple of years ago when we put the Otis Street well in.
And that was when?
A couple of years ago.
That was 78.
Years. A year ago last summer.
It's like 82. 81? 81, 82?
It was a year ago last summer.
Okay. Now, one of our major problems is looking for water.
We got a parcel of land that we acquired from the Wilkinson family where we could put a well in up near the Andrews wells. There is sufficient land at the Otis Street site to put another well in.
Now that land the town bought, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mentioned in an article that Cumberland Farms was sitting on a possible site that we lost. Is that right?
Million Gallon Well, right in the middle of the traffic. And the town, in their searching, found that well. And
we had a water search committee for quite a while,
it's
right?
It's still in effect, but
since the 50s, really? Have they been looking for wells and water supplies?
The water search committee, over its years, has been active and non-active.
Depending on the crisis situation. Now there
depending
was
on the crisis and the people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't want you to write it in such a way that we would slam the people out of there, but to make that go, somebody has got to put a lot of time into
of
it to make it go, and it's got to be done during the day.
Sure.
It can't be, and it don't work as committees of people who meet at night.
How do they do it? What do they do? I mean, let's say on a water
I'm not on the committee.
What would you do? I mean,
what do I do is I line up the guy who's the people who are going to do the testing.
They actually test perk
I
test, did they?
People who will be testing Monday.
What happens? They do a perk test, right? Or
no.
What do they do?
We've done a lot of seismic work. The Western Geophysical came in and donated a tremendous amount of seismic survey work for us.
Hmm.
What they do is they determine where water is not.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And they can tell you where there may be water, but they tell you where places don't bother looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you, okay, this looks good.
And when did they start helping out? Was that in the
4 years ago when I came?
79. Okay. Did you go to ask them for help? Or
yes.
Great. Okay, they're the experts,
I'm
right there.
Bachelor. And they have donated a tremendous amount of effort to us. After you get that information from them, what they do is they can tell you by seismic surveys whether it's high pan down there or whether it's rock.
Mm-hmm.
They like to think they can tell you if there's water down there, but that's kind of stretching the area.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs or anybody else's expertise. What they tell you is that there's what they call a lens, and I can't spell it, soils.
Mm-hmm.
And lens soils have the capability of having water. That don't mean they will have water.
Right.
We dug one hole and it looked like it from the seismic that it should have been a super site.
Yeah.
And it was sand. Fine sand that we couldn't get the water out.
Hmm.
The water was there.
Sure, but it's just
when you go to pump, the sand came up the pipes. Go to the pump. It was just very fine sand. So we put in a test well.
Mm-hmm.
And we from that test well, we can determine if there is in fact water there and how well it will give up water.
No, and you're still looking for wells now.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing now.
Still looking. And how much water does Westboro need now? Do you have any idea what our demand
there's
is?
There's no limit.
There's no limit. Do you have any idea how many gallons we use, though?
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is if we don't find any drop of water there is in town and we lose it,
mm-hmm,
because somebody puts a factory on it, we lose it forever. And
right.
I've said this many times, forever is a long time.
Sure.
And my concern is that, you know, I don't look at today, 20 years from now, I look at the road 30, 40, 50 mm-hmm. years, and that's what we got to tie up land sure. for, but down the road many years.
Right. Now, do you have any kind of statistic about how much water right now our demand is? Or
right now, we normally pump. Get about 1.5 to 2 million a day, depending on what time of year it is.
2 million gallons a day? Okay.
Somewhere between 1.5 and 2.
Wow. Okay. And just a few questions about your facilities, Tom, also. When did you move here? You were down...
When I started the Public Works Department.
When was that?
I can't remember.
Public Works Department. All right, when they put all of these
when
together.
They, when the China made the Public Works Department, I'd say it was probably about 9, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It's when all these things came together yeah. and they moved to this yeah. little place. And now you're hopefully moving to this, your new facility.
This winter, hopefully in December, we'll be moving to the new facility.
Do you have anything that describes your new facility, or do you want to describe it fast for me, what it will
it
be?
It will be a...
How big and what
it's
will...
It's 80 by 240 for a main garage.
And what goes in your garage?
All our equipment will be stored in there.
Do you have a list at all of what your equipment is?
Yeah, but I don't have it.
Okay, okay.
And then we have a 40 by 60 repair shop area and a 40 by 60 two-story office area.
Okay.
The second story will be used for future development, future growth.
And that's going to expand what you can do now. Then
we'll put everybody in one place where we can run it more efficiently.
Now it's scattered?
All over.
We have our salt shed.
You know, we have the salt shed up there. We have one down at South Street. We have a garage in South Street. We have this here. And we have this stuff at the cemeteries. We store stuff at the country club. We store stuff at the treatment plant. We store stuff everywhere and anywhere.
So
we
you're really
out of it outdoors.
You're really scattered.
And we have people stealing gas out of our trucks at night.
So this should, do you have the price in mind? I forget what.
They wanted $850,000 from the garage. And where we designed it and built it ourselves, we should say probably $100,000 to $150,000.
Okay, but you're estimating $850,000 being the price of the thing. And it started, we started it or voted?
It was voted a year ago, last March meeting.
So that would be 82, and it should hopefully be done by winter of 84. Great. Okay. And how many people work for you?
I think there's 32 or 33. Including me.
You're the most hardworking of them all.